God is good all the time. Amen.
Yes.
When I think about what our Lord is saying to us in the Sunday readings today, the word that really highlights and comes to mind is freedom. When you think about Father Augustine Tolton's life, his family experienced slavery, and the Lord brought about his freedom. In the waters of baptism, each person in the Tolton family experienced freedom. Freedom from sin, freedom from the spirit of this world. And they became a new creation. When you read the story about Father Tolton and Sister Thea Bowman and all those black Catholics who are up for canonization, their story is a parable.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen to that, yes.
It's a parable in which we interpret how God was working in their lives to bring them to freedom, Amen. To experience the fullness of our universal Catholic faith. They had to persevere in their vocation. They had to endure the cross and see that Jesus planted the soil, the good soil in their heart, in their soul. And so they could see obstacles as not an obstacle that's unable to overcome, but just a challenge in which they see how the Lord would open another door. And this is how we can see with eyes of faith, the Lord is always working. But we have to be interpreters of the word. And that only can happen if we have eyes of faith, ears
Amen.
Of faith,
Amen.
A heart
Amen.
That's open to the truth.
Yes.
I remember when I was going on, a cabin in Cook Forest this past week with my brother priest friends, three of my brother priests. We went hiking and a couple went fishing. And we were sitting in the room, and the living room, and we were watching this comedian. So this comedian that was talking, he was Catholic, and also he was clean. He didn't use any profanity. And he said that he is good at interpreting. Just like our Lord is interpreting the parables, he says he's a good interpreter. He says when his wife says a question, it means something else. So he put on his golf shirt, his golf shoes, he had his clubs, he had his shorts, everything ready to go golfing. And he tells his wife, he says, you know, see you later. And she says, where are you going? And he says, he interpreted it as, okay, so that means I'm going to go mow the lawn. So even though he had all the gear for golfing, he interpreted that question as really a statement. And he goes on to say that he left his swimming trunks in the living room. And she said, is that your swimming trunks on the floor? And so he's like, well, obviously it has to be mine because they were the only one, the kids are out of the house, and it must be his, otherwise it's a bigger problem at hand. So I tell this story that Jesus helps us to realize that the situations of our life, we have to interpret it with eyes of faith. So Father Tolton, when he received his first Holy Communion, that was the moment he encountered Jesus in the soil of his soul.
Amen. Amen.
And he knew his faith. His mother taught him the faith. And he would always come to Mass every Sunday on time. And he would always allow himself to be formed in Christ. And so Jesus molded him. And in the moment he received the Holy Eucharist, he heard the call to the priesthood. He felt this great joy in his heart and his soul. And he knew that Jesus is real. Jesus is with him. And right after Holy Communion is he realized he's called to be a priest. That was the moment. And the devil wanted to take that vocation from him. He wanted to swoop down like a bird and take his vocation by having doubts and discouragement. because of the racism he experienced. But he persevered because he knew that the Lord was working. Different priests, whether they were German or Irish, they came in and they stepped forward and they helped him in his faith. They planted the seed and they watered it. And they allowed him to realize that he has the freedom to become a priest and to be empowering the church, because America needed to see the first black priest minister. Amen. And so that everyone becomes one. And so Father Tolton persevered in his faith. Like St. Paul says, he experienced power and grace through suffering. So Jesus says, okay, all these crowds, they're coming, and he's telling them a parable. He doesn't give them the fullness of interpreting the parable. Why? Because there's not a commitment there. Jesus calls us to make a commitment. The apostles committed themselves to the word. They followed Jesus. They walked with Jesus. They ate with Jesus. They suffered with Jesus. They gave up their livelihood to follow him. And so because they did that, they were going to be the ones to know the meaning of the parables. But without faith, you can't understand it. Every time Jesus worked a miracle of healing, whether physical or spiritual, he always says, your faith has saved you. Mm-hmm. Your faith. Yeah. Amen. He goes back to say that we have the responsibility of using our faith, expressing our faith through every season, when it's easy and when it's difficult. And when we do that, we experience the freedom to know that there's nothing that can chain us from our vocation, from achieving our dream as a disciple of Christ. So each one of us has a special calling. We all have a vocation to serve Christ.
That's right, that's right.
But don't let the temptation take away that vocation. Don't let temptation take you away from your vocation, because it will always come in different ways. And so the thorns or the birds, all these temptations can attack us to steal our vocation, our calling in life. But if we're faithful to the word, we're faithful to Christ, he will empower us to experience that freedom of not having fear, to persevere in whatever crosses that come our way. And if we do that, we will glorify God. So Father Tolton was able to persevere in his vocation. And he came back to the States, and then he showed to everyone, to all the priests and people of God, that when God sends his word, like we heard in the first reading, he accomplishes his will.
Amen.
It will always come back profit, 30-fold, 100-fold. Nothing that God does will not produce some fruit.
That's right.
Amen?
That's right. Amen.
So God invests in each and every one of us. He invested it in us. And we're like a stock market. And sometimes we're high, sometimes we're low. But we have to persevere in investing in ourselves by allowing the word to penetrate our heart, to penetrate our soul. Because the word of God is effective. But we're tempted to think, well, maybe the word is not powerful. Maybe the word is not here. Maybe the word cannot transform me.
Right.
But the truth is, it's not that the word cannot transform us, but it's our hardness of heart. And that's what Jesus said, the gross heart. He said their hearts are gross, meaning is a way that they don't allow the word to penetrate their heart because of lack of faith. So Jesus is not willing to give us more if we're not willing to give him more of our time. So when we give our Lord our time, he interprets the parable of our life,
right,
and says, this is how you can overcome this situation, this temptation. He gives us a way to see his hand in divine providence. And when we follow his hand, we accept that helping hand, then that grace empowers to break away from our chains of temptation. And we have the freedom to serve God fully,
amen,
using every part of our heart, our mind, our body, and soul. And when we do that, then we glorify God.
Amen.
And so I'm so excited and about going to the Black Catholic Congress. I'm hoping to meet the people of God everywhere so that we can be filled with the word and we can come back and share the word with each other as a church family. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.